Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2017, and this...
In Las Vegas, you could do whatever you want with money. We all gambled. I gambled. We were out drinking, partying, buying cars, going out with the ladies.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 586.
Las Vegas, we are!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! Do you think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm refreshed.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. A little trip to Las Vegas has me feeling peppy.
Ooh.
I know. I'm happy. It was a really good trip, huh?
It was fun. I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Did you too. Yes, it was just, I can't even pinpoint exactly what it was, but I just came away from it feeling like that was an amazing weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that we went.
I am too.
And I'm glad to be back because, you know, it's always nice to come home to.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to talk about it. So that's fun as well. There's not a lot of news this week. We'll cover a few things and then we will take some phone calls. And then we will begin talking about the many adventures we had on our vacation. I'm just in such a good mood today.
Hooray.
All right. Let's see if we can ruin that good mood by talking about the new residency at the Venetian.
Okay. If you're playing a sound clip,
I'm not.
Need to. Oh, okay. Good. Thank
you. I'm not going to ruin our podcast by playing an actual musical clip. I do have some clips. They're not of the band.
Okay.
So that's what you saw on the show notes.
Okay.
So anyway.
Thank you for preserving the ears of me and our listeners.
This will be a very controversial subject because
some people love this band.
All right. So in April, there's
going to... We do not.
No, neither of us do at all. There's going to be a...
We the opposite of love them.
There's going to be a new residency, 9 shows in April at the Venetian from,
The music industry is different now. You can't, Steely Dan would never even have a chance.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
They're incredible.
They really aren't good, man.
Old Steely Dan.
If I ever listen to Steely Dan, I want you to slice my head off with an Al Jarreau LP.
That's how I feel about them as well. Oh, my God. So, the show is called Reelin' in the Chips. Which is a play on their shit song, Reelin' in the Years, that I hate. That is the fingernails on a chalkboard guitar solo of all time.
That song makes me feel violent. I don't know what it is, but there's something about that guitar solo that just fills me with rage.
I know that. I have the same feeling as when I hear the sax solo from Baker Street.
Which I love.
I know you do, but now that's
but
the feeling I get.
So
now that's to put it in perspective. If you're not familiar with Steely Dan, like I said, I'm not going to play any of their music because I don't like them at all. Reelin' the Years, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. What
Listen
a piece of
Do
shit
it
that
again.
Is.
At least that's about Vegas.
Yeah, but don't they use the, is that the song where they use the, they call it Lost Wages?
No, I don't
One
think
One of their
so.
Songs, they refer
Ooh,
to Lost Wages,
I hate
which
that.
Is like the dumbest.
I hate that cliche.
The people who say Lost Wages are the same people who say, oh, Cold Enough For You or... Working hard or hardly working. I think that shit's funny. Do not like those people. No offense to any of you who are those people, and I'm sure there are a few of you out there. stop doing that. Your coworkers hate you. Nine shows in April. I have never heard of this. They've renamed one of the theaters at the Venetian the Opaline Theater. I don't know when that happened. The only other reference I saw to it online was when Al Pacino did a thing there. So anyway, tickets start at $80.
I'd rather hear Al Pacino sing.
I don't think he sang in his show, but I would as well. $80 to $250. Is there any other act that you would rather see in Las Vegas less than Steely Dan? I tried to come up with anybody that I dislike more than Steely Dan, and I came up with nothing. And, you know, I have strong feelings about music. We're going to get shit about this, too, because later on we're going to review a different show. And people are going to be like, really? You like Britney Spears, but you don't like Steely Dan? Mm-hmm. Different deal. Different, but anyway.
Yeah. If you love them, great.
Good. More
go
for you.
To.
More for you. Enjoy that fucking pseudo-intellectual bullshit lyrics combined with crappy jazz influence combined with everything I hate about music. Anything? Any other act that you would dislike more?
I'm sure I'll come up with one, but I no.
People get very upset when we don't like the things that they like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that we'll be hearing about. Someone will try. Oh, and don't say.
Oh, no.
Oh, by
do
the way.
Do not try to persuade us to. I do like Do It Again. I don't know why.
Ugh.
I like that song.
A hallmark of
but
the.
Reeling in the Years makes me just angry.
A hallmark of the Steely Dan fan is the, but you have to listen to, and they'll
no.
name some deep cut that I'm never going to listen to. Please don't try to persuade me.
No, we've been exposed to them enough to know if we like them or we
yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
If you enjoy them, that good. Is great.
Good for you. Go to Vegas
don't
in April.
Don't let our anger ruin your enjoyment of them.
Yep.
But don't let your enjoyment of them ruin our anger.
All right. Moving along. So that's Steely Dan. I'd like to remind you.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
Yeah. So... All right, let's move along. A couple weeks ago, we talked about this new thing they have at Cosmopolitan called that they're testing out called Rose. It's mm-hmm. a text bot, a chat bot, where you can pose questions to Rose if you are a hotel guest. And she will, in a flirty manner, she will respond to them. So if you're looking for a specific restaurant, you can't find it. She'll give you directions. If you want a tour of the art collection, apparently she or one of the other chat bots can do that. On the Facebook group, after we talked about that, Mike posted that he had a similar experience with a thing called Ivy at the Cromwell. I looked up Ivy, and it's used in a bunch of hotels nationwide. I don't know about others in Las Vegas. Similar service. It's called a virtual front desk agent. And I like this concept a lot. You can, if you need more pillows in your room, which we always
do. Which you always do.
I always want, even, you know, you check in. Mm-hmm. Even if there's four, I want three more mm-hmm. for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of pillows, as I've mentioned on the show, like anybody cares but me. So you can, without having to call the front desk or without having to leave a note for the maid service, you can text the chatbot and say, hey, I'd love more pillows. And they'll say, send them right up.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or a complaint, you can use Ivy for it. So you don't have to talk to anybody. You can say, you know what? I didn't get any maid service yesterday. And you'll probably end up getting contacted by a hotel manager or something. The company that produces this is marketing it to hotels as a way to intercept and find out about unhappy customers before they go online and post nasty Yelp reviews, which, you know, that's kind of good for everybody
mm-hmm.
that they're being proactive about trying to find. So you might, if you're staying at one of the hotels that has this, the Cromwell, for example, you may at some point just get a random survey. Hey, this is Ivy. On a scale of 1 to 5, how has your stay been? And if you say 2, then she'll say, well, what has the problem been? And you can say what the problem has been, and then they will try to address it for you. So if this helps customer service, if it helps
them address things
quickly
at the time of the incident rather than people going home and complaining and having
sure.
a bad time.
And I would rather have it done. I'd rather do it this way than to call the front desk.
Oh, absolutely.
I will call the front desk if there's a problem or if there's something,
yeah.
but I'd rather just...
You'd rather not have the human interaction.
It's sad, but it's true. So yeah, next time we stay at the Cromwell, I look forward to giving this a shot. I'll find something to... Well, the pillow issue.
The pillow
it's not
thing.
Even an issue. It's just
it's
a request.
It's not an issue. It's a common request. Oh, yep. We have 10 pillows. I need 10 more.
It could be something, though, as simple as... You know, sometimes when you're unpacking, you're like, shit, we're all out of coat hangers
mm-hmm.
or clothes hangers. That happens a lot. And to be able to text and just say, hey, can I get 3 more hangers?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you would just kind of suck it up and not do that. But if it's as simple as texting somebody,
yeah,
you might be more likely
thing.
To do it.
Right. You might be more likely to because it's convenient.
Yeah. And not as like you don't feel like you're being a dick because it's just a, you know,
yeah.
a computer that you're asking, even though it does go to someone eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Kind of a cool thing. Thanks for posting that on the group, Mike. We appreciate it. Something else that you may have had happen at a hotel in Las Vegas is when you check in.
I never thought it could happen to me.
No, not that.
Okay.
Not that. Did that happen to you in Las Vegas?
No.
Okay. The porn convention was in town, so you never know.
As far as you know.
When you check in at a hotel, a lot of times in Las Vegas, you will be offered a room upgrade for $50 a night or $40 a night or some amount. And I was shocked to find out. I'm not shocked by a lot in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I was shocked to find out how much money they make off of those room upgrade upsells. According to an employee newsletter that goes out to MGM Resorts employees, in the fourth quarter of 2016 alone, so this is in a three-month period. Do I need to over-explain what a quarter is?
No.
In 3 months, the Mirage, just the Mirage, made $640,000 in revenue from those upsell offers. Company-wide, and this isn't just Las Vegas, I believe it's all of MGM Resorts properties, but most of them are in Las Vegas, $9.3 million in room upsell revenue.
In just the fourth
quarter. In just the fourth quarter. So we're talking $37, $38 million a year just from saying, would you like a strip view for $30 a night or whatever it might be? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of dough.
Do they do the early check-in, late check-out, and does that count as part of this?
I'm not sure if that counts as part of this or not. It could, I suppose, because that would be considered an upsell. Mm-hmm. And I know they do that at MGM properties. I believe they do. Although I think it's inconsistent, kind of like with Caesar's properties too. I think it's inconsistently offered. Sometimes they'll just give it to you, and sometimes if they think that you'd be willing to pay for it, they'll try to get you to pay for it.
Try to squeeze it out again.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I know a lot of people like in Las Vegas to try the $20 trick, as it's called. And this is not to say this will not be successful. It very well may be.
That is not something at the AVN convention.
That's, the $20 trick, yeah. It is, but it's a different kind of $20 trick than what we're talking about. This is slipping the front desk clerk.
What are they slipping the front desk clerk?
$20, okay. In hopes of services rendered, in hopes of getting a better room. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't at any property pretty much. But, you know, and I'm sure that it's not just at MGM Resorts. I'm sure Caesars has a similar thing. But so this is an incentive program for employees. If they make almost as much or as much by charging you for the room, offering you that upgrade and hopefully getting you to take it for however many dollars a night, as they would taking the $20 tip from you, they're probably going to refuse your $20 tip and try to do it this way. Mm-hmm. Because they'll get credit for it. It goes toward their performance reviews. All those sorts of things. So don't be surprised. Not that you should be anyway, but if it's slid back to you, there's probably a pretty good reason. I don't fault the employees for any of this. This is all obviously management driven that they have these incentives in place and blah, blah, blah. And as an employee, hell, I'd be doing whatever is most likely to be good for me personally, to my pocket at that very moment, but then long term as far as performance reviews and stuff. So something to keep in mind if you're dismayed when they don't accept your $20 and you're requesting a penthouse suite instead of your standard room in the basement. Mm-hmm. Although it might work, so I'm not discouraging you from trying it if you're so inclined. It may work. But they make a lot of money off of selling upgrades. I don't have a problem paying for an upgrade if it's a reasonable amount and it's kind of within my budget.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that. That's fine. All right. I don't see it as being owed to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, a couple new restaurants have opened at Cosmopolitan. We did not try either of them, but perhaps we will on a future trip. Momofuku opened a couple weeks ago. That is it's the David Chang restaurant everybody's been waiting for. Steamed buns, noodles, and meat and seafood meant for sharing.
Oh, you have a typo in the show notes. It says teamed buns, I was wondering what that was.
I didn't copy the S for some reason when I... So you can check out the menu online, of course. That has opened. I look forward to getting some reviews on that. And then last night, a new restaurant called Zuma opened, and that is a new upscale sushi restaurant, Japanese food.
Ooh.
Menu looks delicious.
I bet.
Again, if anybody goes there, we'd love reviews of that. So if you've been waiting for those to open, they are now available to you. So with that new sushi place, then, of course, we mentioned previously that Blue Ribbon is changing formats. They're not going to be a sushi restaurant anymore, which was part of their menu, and they're going to be reopening in the spring. So, and then Milk Bar, which we're going to discuss probably next week, that's next to Momofuku, and that's like a dessert place. Mm-hmm. And you had the chance to try that. Well, we both had the chance, but you actually did try it, and you will be providing a review for us.
Sure.
I look forward to that. So I think we're going to do that next week or in 2 weeks as we get through all of our stuff. So that's it. That's it for news. Not a lot of news over the last couple weeks. Good thing we have a lot of other stuff to talk about, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Facebook group post of the week. Let's cram that in here. I really like this. There was a video that Karen posted on the group of she has an Amazon Echo, so she can ask Alexa to do things for her. And this video is about a minute long of her patiently requesting Alexa to play 5 Hundy by Midnight or the 5 Hundy podcast. And for some reason, Alexa kept trying to play 5 Yundy. And it was not working. And she was super patient. And by the second, after the second time, I'm yelling at the screen, representative.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of every phone call I've ever been on with an automated voice system that never works. So she was very patient about it, and it was very amusing. Hopefully she eventually got it to play.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take some phone calls, and then we'll jump into our trip. Is that cool? Or do you want to do trip stuff first? Do you have a preference?
Oh, let's do phone calls, and then let's do trip stuff. Because you've already established that format in the listener's mind, so we don't want to...
I don't want to screw things up and confuse everybody. All right. Let's start off with this.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It is Mark from North Carolina, and I am beginning my 15th year of traveling to Las Vegas. I started in 2002. Skipped 03 and 04, came back in 05, and have been coming about 3 times a year kind of ever since then. And that is in large part due to this very podcast and your, obviously the two of you, but also your listeners, the Facebook group, the phone calls, always keeping me in the loop as far as what's new, what's hot in Vegas, stuff to try, and just, you know, always keeping me informed. And I appreciate that, and I love that. One of the reasons I was calling is because on this particular trip, I'm staying somewhere new. I'm staying at Main Street Station. I have never stayed here before. So I really was calling with a room review because anybody can walk into the property and see the casino and all that. But until you stay here, don't really know what the rooms are really like. And I typically stay, I've been staying at the El Cortez the past few years in one of their tower rooms. So that's what I'm kind of comparing it to. The room is fine. It's clean. It's comfortable. It's not, you know, Cosmopolitan or Wynn or something like that, but it's, you know, it's on par with something like an El Cortez or something like that. The only downside that I have found so far in the room is the shower head. It comes to about my neck, so it's pretty low. But other than that, I'm having a great time so far and looking forward to 15 more years of coming to Las Vegas. Y'all be good. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you. So we've had some rooms before that have had the low shower head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I feel like that was a thing quite a while ago. I don't run into that as often. And I think a lot of times when that happens, it's when the hotels decide to remodel the rooms. Oh, there he goes. Wouldn't be a show without Max barking. Dog's out, or is he just being a dick?
Yeah, he's just being a dick, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Anyway, when sometimes the hotels will renovate, and instead of doing a full renovation, they will just do like a new one of those bathtub things that goes over the old bathtub.
Yeah.
And then as a result, it's up higher by like an inch or so, and that's one of the reasons that happens. I remember years and years ago, Imperial Palace had these like really low shower heads, and they had like a gooseneck kind of thing on it, but it was still low, and I don't know. So that's kind of a drag. I like a nice, comfortable shower. I don't like to have to
do contortions.
I feel like we had one of those within the last few years. Maybe did Downtown Grand have really low shower heads? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like somebody did that somewhere we stayed. But regardless, if that's the worst problem in your room, that's probably not horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, you spend 3 minutes in the shower. Well, 3 to 10 minutes, depending on your shower, I suppose. Let's not go into showering habits. Let's move on.
Let's not.
All right. We spent some time at Main Street Station in the casino. We'll talk a little bit about that in the coming weeks as well. And had a really good time there, I must say.
Mm-hmm. And profitable.
That too. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Kevin. Hey, Chris again. And we are at Evil Hive in downtown Vegas, where the music keeps cutting on and off. It's kind of amusing. We think the internet might be cutting out or something. So the music works for a minute, and then That's awesome. Forgetting the music, though, there goes the music again. The pizza is fantastic. It's our first time here. The environment's great. The slices are fantastic. Service is good and pretty reasonably priced, too. $4 for a slice of cheese and a little bit more for toppings. Good pizza, great environment, minus the music issue. And I would probably, especially given the environment, I would give this a solid 4 out of 5 forks as a review. Well, there you go. Pizza Rock. Not Pizza Rock. We were going to go to Pizza Rock, and then we walked down the street, and we said, no, let's try Evil Pizza instead. And we've been to Pizza Rock, too. Pizza Rock's awesome. This is pretty comparable. It's not quite the same style pizza, but it's a pretty darn good slice. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Glad you liked it.
Yes.
Another teaser, we also tried Evil Pie during our most recent trip, and we will be reviewing that on a future show as well. So much fun. We did a bunch of new things.
Uh-huh.
We packed a lot into our little weekend, didn't we?
We did.
It was good. It was both fun and productive, I would say. All right. I can't wait to go back. Let's see. Uh-huh. Moving along. Next caller, please.
Hi, 500, Brian. Hey, I got a trip report, belated trip report from the quickest trip ever I've had in Vegas, about 36 hours, was there for work. Found some time to play, though. We went straight downtown for the best time value and just asked to go to the Golden Gate, play some craps, and, you know, they've got the best dealers everywhere. We got hungry, so we ate at the Binion Snack Bar, and I know, Tim, last time when I told you about how much I thought about you when I was in Vegas, it kind of got kind of creepy. So we'll call this a field report from one of your 500 field agents. The guy I was with for work, he really liked those pickles. So I had to ask him what he thought about them. And those sweet pickles at the Binion Snack Bar really hit the spot that night. Later that night, we had to get our late night or early morning grub on, and I went to McDonald's, and I had to giggle when the guy I'm with ordered an artisanal chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can't think of anything less artisanal than a McDonald's on Fremont Street. Another plug for Uber. If you're not using those services, you're really missing out. We after the convention, we needed to go change back into our lucky Vegas shirts, and the Uber driver waited in the parking lot while we ran inside of the hotel, changed, and came right back. And she just extended our trip and made it a great service there. We did get to go to the Chateau to an industry event there. Probably the only time I'll ever be able to be let into the Chateau nightclub. The view there is pretty cool at the base of the Eiffel Tower, overlooking the Bellagio fountains. I'm glad you explained what 53X is, because we saw all these 53X signs and as we walked up there. We ended the trip. It was probably the hottest blackjack table I've ever been on. I watched a guy from Australia next to me turn $100 into $8,000 at basically a $15 blackjack table. And I know everybody's got stories about crazy hot tables and luck, but that was probably the luckiest blackjack table. Everybody in the table was winning. And after he won, he cashed in, grabbed a limo, and the people that were at the blackjack table with him, and we all went. That part's going to have to stay in Vegas. But 36 hours in Vegas and not much sleep. It was a pretty crazy trip. So love what you do. Love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that report.
I have a question.
Yes?
Are sweet pickles the Steely Dan of pickles?
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
Yes.
Do you hate sweet pickles more or cucumbers? Because you do not like cucumbers.
I'm going to go with sweet pickles. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that sweet pickles surprise you. A cucumber you look at and you know, it's a cucumber.
I'm not going to touch that because I don't like it. I like them.
Sweet pickles, the reason that I can't stand them is because it's not what you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like the flavor. So it's,
yeah,
you unwittingly eat something you would not otherwise eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with sweet pickles.
There's deception.
I know. I want a disclaimer. I want a little placard on my table. Pickles served here are not the good kind. That's what I want. All right. Thank you for that report. We do appreciate it. The Binion's burger is quite delicious, though. Just don't put the pickles on them. They're on the side, so you don't have to.
Oh.
I would have the burger again, just sans pickles.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that call, sir. Moving along.
Hi, this is April from Cincinnati. Ron and I went to Vegas over the New Year holiday, just now calling. Going to Vegas at the New Year, for anyone who loves the town, needs to experience being able to walk down the middle of the strip with, what, a couple hundred thousand or more of your closest friends.
Too many friends.
It really is a great experience. I mean, sure, everything's crowded, but Vegas handles it very well. They were very well staffed, and the weather was mild this year, and it was a great time. Seven of the different hotel casinos have synchronized fireworks that go off, and just a lot of fun, something to experience. Couple things I wanted to mention while we were there. We stayed the first few nights at the Mirage, and I know MGM has imposed an awful lot of fees, but they do treat us well, and we're definitely low rollers, so we are still getting something from them. But I thought everybody would have a laugh that the drinks, like just the Coronas or Dos Equis, they only put half a lime in your beer now.
So
an interesting way save a little bit of money, a half of a lime. I thought people would get a laugh out of that.
So instead of, I mean, that is crazy cheapness. And obviously she's not talking about an actual half of a lime, but half of a lime wedge.
Yeah.
That's...
Why not just slice it thinner vertically?
Well, you could do that too, but still...
And make it look a little less cheap, but
yeah, because
it's still cheap.
I get they probably go through a ton of limes, but that's...
But...
How much are you really saving? It can't be more than a couple cents a lime.
Yeah.
And I know they go through a lot and it adds up, but...
But come on.
Wow. That is... That's a new one. I hadn't considered that. I wonder if they're going to get to the point where there are only two cubes of ice per glass. Mm-hmm. That just stupid shit like that.
Charging extra for garnishes.
One napkin per table at a restaurant or per person per... Yeah, I don't know.
A restaurant we tried at Mirage is the Pantry. It is back by the elevators, and it is their 24-hour coffee shop per se. It took the place of the old B.B. King's that used to be back there. Anyway, the quality of the food was very good. Sure, it's a little expensive, but their pancakes definitely rival Dupar's. I'm not sure which one's better. However, they're $13 pancakes, not $7 or $8, so they're strip versus downtown. But they were definitely good if you're on the strip and not downtown. Other than that, again, great time. I hope that others experience the new year in future years. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Alrighty. Thanks for that report. That lime thing is hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we've talked about Vegas on New Year's Eve before. We have not done it.
No.
This year, momentarily, I was like, maybe we should. Cheap Trick was playing at the Foundry, so I was kind of like, oh, you know, if we stayed at SLS, we wouldn't really be that near the crowds.
Right.
But then it came down to looking at prices, and everything was ridiculous, and I didn't really want to do it. But, New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
Like, it'd be something to see, but also I don't feel like I'd have as enjoyable of a time as I would if we're not New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I just, huge crowds. And Vegas is crowded all the time, kind of, but... Mm-hmm. That's crowded plus.
Yeah. Yeah. I get a little crabby during certain times on the strip when there are a lot of crowds. So I don't think that is the thing for me to do.
Last weekend was really weird because the hotel rooms were, it's like downtown, the hotel rooms were full because there was a big furniture show at the World Market Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the strip, I think there was there were a couple conventions, like World of Concrete was happening. And
yeah.
So there are a lot of people in town, but none of them were around. It was remarkably slow. We got in on Friday night, And I couldn't believe walking down Fremont Street at 10 o'clock on Friday night how few people there were. It was, and that's how the whole weekend really was. Mm-hmm. Even the casinos weren't super busy or anything. So
yeah,
all the people that were there for the convention were invisible practically. I don't remember having to wait in line for anything.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like DuPar's on Sunday, I think, didn't we? And it was, did we not go on Sunday?
I think we went later on
Oh,
Sunday.
That's right. We didn't go early in the morning.
Was that the day we, no, Monday was the day we slipped in really
There
early.
Weren't lines anywhere.
No.
Even the place, like, I was using that as an example because a lot of times,
in the morning, it's crazy there.
There are lines. We've never had trouble getting a table. It was quite wonderful. I like going when it's not super busy.
Yeah, it was great for us.
Yeah. Is there anybody it wouldn't have been great for?
Maybe the people trying to make money.
I think they might have done okay.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, yeah. Their rooms were full at higher room rates, so I think they did okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get a little crabby on Fremont, too, when it's really, really crowded. And you have to, like, when there's a concert and you have to weave in and out of people trying to get from one end to the other, that it's not as, it doesn't make me as crabby as the Strip, but it's still just, ugh, I don't know. I don't like huge crowds.
I hear you. You know what else I don't like?
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It is John and Uda from Pennsylvania. We hope that you guys had a great trip to Vegas, and we can't wait to hear about it. But wanted to call with a thought or two about our early January trip to Vegas. What I want to focus on this time is I took advantage of Amazon's new Prime Pantry service, where in Vegas they will deliver orders to you as long as they're over a $20 minimum in as quickly as an hour. Kind of comparing prices and thinking about the alternative of going to Walgreens or CVS, given that there's a $20 minimum order, plus you need to, you're asked in the system to tip the driver, it probably only makes sense to do this if you have an extended stay or you have multiple people that you're getting water and soda and chips and things for. In that case, certainly it would be nice because you don't have to traipse over to a Walgreens or a CVS and drag all that stuff back. I will say one of the things that I discovered is if you want delivery in an hour, there is an $8 charge. Alternatively, you can sign up for a delivery window of about 2 hours, and they will then call you because you have to meet the driver out at the porte cochere. So it wouldn't be bad if you were staying at Aria and went down and played in the casino and just went out and met the driver when it arrived. You wouldn't lose any valuable gambling time waiting around for them. So certainly it's an option. It seems like it's the best option for folks who have an extended stay and a couple of people so that they'll actually need to be buying pretty large amounts of water and soda and chips and things. We'll call back later with some thoughts about food and drinks. Thanks very much and have a great day.
All right. Thank you for that report on that service. I know that on the Facebook group, and it's been a while, but I know that there have been a couple people who have used, there's a grocery store or grocery chain that delivers, I think it's free for a certain amount, and they will at the beginning of their trip order, you know, a case of water and blah, 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 stuff mm-hmm. for the room. So that might be another option as well. I'm not sure what the, you know, delivery window and all that stuff is. But anyway, it's good to have options. Generally, I don't want to be trapped in the room if I wouldn't otherwise be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait. Although, like he said, you could be playing and if they call you, you can just run outside if you're in your casino. So you wouldn't necessarily be trapped in your room since you have to run outside and meet them.
Right.
Yeah. Not a bad option, I guess.
You would have to put on pants, though.
I wore pants most of this trip because it was a little chilly.
I know.
I know. It was a hardship for me. That was the only negative to our trip.
Was pants.
The amount of time I wore pants. But other than that, it was wonderful.
That was a record number of days in a row of you wearing pants.
That might be the most days in a row that I've worn pants in since I quit my job 2 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Not wearing... I'm sticking with shorts most of the time.
Mm-hmm. You're enjoying the pants-free lifestyle.
It's something I've, yeah, it's a nice little something I've cut out for myself. All righty. Moving along, last call of the week.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, 500ites. It's Strickland from Baltimore calling, and I've been monopolizing the Facebook site, Facebook group for the last couple of days on my solo trip here in Vegas, and so I thought I would give you guys a call and, you know, monopolize phone lines as well. So, quick trip review so far, staying at the Downtown Grand and booked a standard room and $20 ticket front desk, got upgraded to the higher-end deluxe room, which is very, very nice. It's a red room. Apparently they have red and blue and purple and green or whatever. Anyway, so very nice room and high floor, but I can still hear the shenanigans on Fremont when, you know, late at night. But all good. They give you earplugs on the side of the dresser as soon as you get there. So great thing there. Let's see, a couple things that I've done eating. I did try, finally, the Heart Attack Grill, and definitely entertaining. A lot of fun. They do not take themselves very seriously. It is cash only, they say, because you may die before you get to pay the credit card bill, which is kind of funny. But they give you drinks in medicine bottles, and if you get wine, it's like in an IV bottle.
Oh, for
when
fuck's
I was there,
sake.
A guy ordered the quadruple bypass. It's like a foot.
You know what? I'm a little suspicious. I don't want to cast aspersions upon a fine business like Heart Attack Grill, but I'm always a little suspicious when somebody is cash only. Interesting. Raises some red flags for certain government agencies. That's all I'm going to say.
Tall. I have no idea how he tried to eat it. I left soon after. But keep in mind that if you order a burger and you don't finish it, they will spank you with a paddle really hard. There were like five guys that got paddled while I was there. Not me. I made sure to finish my burger. Anyway, good burger, but, you know, there are a lot of good burgers in Vegas. So if you want to do the experience and the fun and the hospital gown and all that kind of stuff, definitely fun. So I went to Pizza Rock on everybody's recommendation and really wanted to get one of the little 7-inch personal pizzas. I didn't feel like getting a slice. Only available during happy hour, which I missed by like 10 minutes. So that was a little frustrating. End up going to Evil Pie, which I've talked about before. Evil Pie is really good. It's a little dive, a little hole in the wall, right next to Therapy, but it is really, really good. The next one that I tried today, Eat, which is right off of, it's about a block away from the Container Park on Carson. They're only open until 2 every day. Oh my God, it is so fucking good. It is very small, and it's open kitchen, and it's mostly breakfast with a few sandwiches, but man, it's just fresh and good. And I went there on the recommendation of a post that I made on the site. A lot of people recommended it, and I want to thank you all for all of your recommendations, because it was really, really damn good. Anyway, bit chilly in Vegas. It is Chinese New Year today, so I just left the Container Park, which is hopping with all kinds of Chinese New Year stuff going on. And Saturday night, my last night here, so I may get a drunken call later. We'll see what happens. So hope all is well with you. Please keep up the great work. Love you, Michelle. Love you, Tim. No, not like that. I'm not going to look for you in the bathroom for the $10 hand job. That's not going to happen. So,
but you thought about it.
I will talk to you later.
It crossed his mind.
That's become a thing now.
No, it hasn't. It really has not. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, Eat is delicious. We didn't go there this trip.
Oh.
We couldn't fit all of our favorites in this trip because we were there for a short time and wanted to try some new stuff, but that's a good one.
It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Those biscuits.
I know. Biscuits. What are they called? It's like strawberry cinnamon biscuits or something, isn't it? So good.
Oh.
Delicious. Fresh strawberries. Mm-mm. Okay. So that's all our phone calls for this week that we're going to listen to and talk about and whatnot. We're going to talk about our trip.
Okay.
And a few select things from that. So let's start off, as I mentioned, talking about the show that we went to. We don't go to a lot of shows in Las Vegas. You know, maybe once a year or so, we'll decide to go to a show. And we decided to go see Britney Spears. Lots to say about this. This is the first time. Well, no, it's not the first time. I was going to say it was the first time we were in this venue, but it's not. They've remodeled it slightly, but we've been in the Axis Theater before. We saw Scorpions and Tesla there.
We did.
A long time ago. And actually, part of the opening clip of the show includes the Scorpions the Las Vegas, Nevada. That's from that show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, but I want to talk about that that venue as well as the show itself and our thoughts on it. Now, we knew going in we would probably have a pretty good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was a safe assumption. We knew mm-hmm. what to expect and had heard good things about it from people whose opinions we trust.
Yes.
And
we like, we're familiar with a lot of her catalog.
Sure.
Not all of it, but.
Fun, poppy, mindless, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff. So we went to the show, and I will say that I had the experience for me exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I had an absolute blast.
It was fun.
It was really fun. So let's start with kind of talking a little bit about the stage setup and the venue, and we can move on to the show itself. So we decided to get, and I kind of debated over which tickets to get
mm-hmm.
when we decided to go and knew when we'd be there. Between getting a seated theater seat, which is most of the venue, or they have two general admission pits right in front of the stage. The stage has a kind of a T-shaped ramp,
mm-hmm.
and the two pits are on each side of the middle ramp. So you're between the walkway and the stage. General admission, standing room only. And the only reason I debated it is like, the standing room, when you're standing around, you get there early and you mm-hmm. end up standing a long time. So I was like, do we want to do that?
But my back did get a little tight by the end.
A little bit.
It was still, like, the view, just being that close.
Yeah. We ended up getting those, and I was happy we did. Another worry about those general admission pits, too, is how many people they cram in there.
Right.
I didn't think it was overly packed.
No, it was great.
I did a rough head count just out of curiosity, uh-huh. and I counted about 150 or so shortly before the show started. Uh-huh. So by the time everybody got in there, it was probably about 180, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't – if we had felt like we were – if you were right up in front, you might be a little cramped.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people trying to pack in as closely as they can mm-hmm. to the front of the stage.
Especially if you decide to wear a pelt.
Oh, yeah. There was a dude wearing... There was some good people watching,
oh,
I tell
you. Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
There's a dude wearing a... like, it looked like he just returned from a hunt. He had this animal pelt slung over his shoulder.
It was fake, though. It was fake fur.
How do you know that?
Because when he walked by, it
you touched it?
No.
You touched his pelt?
No, I did not. I did not want to touch his pelt.
Huh.
But it looked fake.
It was an odd selection for a Britney Spears show.
At least I'm going to pretend it was.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what animal it would have been. But
yeah, it just looked.
What was
like
it supposed to be? Do you know?
I don't. It was supposed to be a statement.
Quiet, dumbass. All right.
A statement of please look at me in my pelt.
So our tickets in the hunters and gatherers section with the gentleman in the pelt weren't cheap. It was after taxes and fees and everything, it was about $250 a ticket. They did drop. I noticed about a week before the show I happened to go on just to see if they were still available.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped by, I don't know, like $30 or $40.
Yeah.
So maybe if you wait until like a week before the show, you can get them a little cheaper. But you also risk the show selling out, which it does frequently too. So The start time of the show was 9 p.m., and about, half hour before it was supposed to start,
mm-hmm.
they put a timer up on the screen.
Yeah.
And so it's counting down. Brittany in, and, you know, started at like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
According to that, it would have started around 9:15,
uh-huh.
which is fairly typical for something like this to start a little bit late. About 5 minutes before the end of that, that disappeared from the screen, and then she actually came out on stage about 9:35.
Yeah.
So I'd read previously that it generally started closer to the actual ticket time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just something unusual. Maybe she was, I think I joked to you that she was, that her vocal warm-up consists of sucking down a pack of Marlboros right before the show, which may very well be true. I don't know. So anyway, it started a little bit late, but that was okay. Before we get to that show itself, the other thing I wanted to comment on are drink prices. Of course, in a venue like this, I was fully expecting them to be ridiculously priced, and they were. I got just a regular, you know, basic mixed drink, and they immediately upsell you. On the board, they have, I don't remember what the cost for just a single was. I was going to get a double,
mm-hmm.
and the guy instantly, well, you can get a triple for $24, and you get this cup, and it's a souvenir cup, and it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a hard plastic cup. And he said, and then refills, you only pay the double rate of $16 rather than the triple rate of $24.
And you're like, hey, it's a bargain. Sign me
up. I know. How can I not? So anyway, it was $24 for a triple shot and $16 for refills. I only got one refill. I wasn't too sloshed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about that triple shot thing, too. I don't know. I had a little bit of a buzz going, but I wasn't like plastered off of my drink by any means. Bottled waters were $6 each.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a little pricey, but again, yeah. Las Vegas show prices.
They had a convenient bar near the pit, too.
They did. It wasn't that bad. So you could...
Instead of going all the way out into the lobby again.
Yeah, which they've got... in the lobby, they've got like long stretches of bars, plenty of space. So I don't think the wait would be that long anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. They had like a rollout mini bar right shortly before you get to the lobby. For people, and it wasn't just for the pit either. You could, if you were sitting in the lower level, you could use that too.
Yep.
So that was very convenient to be able to run out, which I think I did right before the show started, mm-hmm. or was supposed to start based on the countdown.
Yes.
So, okay, Britney Spears, very controversial because as we've discussed before with this show, she does not actually sing, it's lip synced.
Oh, yes.
And if that matters to you, this is not the show for you. It's not a concert, it is a show.
Think of it as Jubilee.
Yeah.
But without the boobs.
Exactly. I was comparing it to Peep Show with Holly Madison.
And the reason, without the boobs.
Without the boobs. The reason that I compare it to that is because Holly Madison, it's like it has a known star, mm-hmm. someone who's familiar, and that's part of what you're paying for. A big part of what you're paying for is somebody who you know. Of course, at Peep Show, you were, again, paying because you got to see her topless.
Mm-hmm.
But big production show, set changes, costumes, all that stuff. So it's that type of show. It's not a traditional concert, even though... It's Britney Spears, and she's doing all her songs. If you view it as a show and not a concert, and you know that going in, if it bothers you that she lip syncs, don't even consider going. It's not
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand Britney. You don't understand the whole thing.
But if you want to be entertained, if you want to see a spectacle.
It's a good spectacle. It's a great fit for Las Vegas because
it is
a big
it's
lights
a great
and music
Vegas
and dancing
show.
And pyro and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So... It had all that. So she's got a live band. Everything is live except for her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's live, but...
her vocals aren't.
Right, her vocals aren't. So they're up and back.
Although she does talk a few times. She has a really high-pitched voice.
Really
I was surprised.
High, yeah, it's a little awkward. It doesn't mm-hmm. sound great.
Hey, Vegas!
Yeah. She has 14 dancers who are amazing.
Mm-hmm, and...
Go ahead, comment on the gentleman without shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They are fit, as you would expect a mm-hmm. professional dancer to be.
If you like ladies or if you like dudes, there's a little something in this show for you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. The show is about 90 minutes long, 23 songs total. And the way that the set is broken up, there are like seven acts. And each of them are between 2 and 5 songs, I guess. Toward the end, they get to be a little bit longer. And between each of the acts, there are set changes and costume changes. They have video interludes that play mm-hmm. between acts.
The one thing about being up front is you don't really see the scale of the video screens as much.
Yeah, because it goes above and around the stage. So you don't get everything. But some of it is also in back of the stage,
yeah.
So you get that just fine. I don't feel like I missed anything,
right.
Really. Like I don't feel like I would have had a better experience by seeing all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to take it all in, then you don't want to be in the pit if you really want to make sure and get that whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, the being up close part more than made up for not being able to see all the video stuff.
A few videos in between.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Anything else? Yeah? The hat.
The hat.
Do you want to talk about the hat?
You talk about the hat.
All right, so just before the show starts, for those of us in the pit, a security woman, so we were standing at the back of the pit, which if we turned around, then we were like right up next to one of the
walkways.
One of the sides of the walkways, which was great because when the dancers were out there, you turn around, you got a great view, got to see Britney's butt like 3 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Or the gentleman's abs, in your case.
Uh-huh.
So in front of this little ramp, a security guard came out, and she said, okay, I just need to let you know, the show is going to start in a few minutes, and during the first song, Britney is going to throw her hat And where it lands is different every night, which I'm like, ooh.
But I'm intrigued by the mystery of where this hat is going to land.
For spoiler alert, lady. And then she said, but if you catch the hat, you have to give it back to security. Okay, so them's the rules if you're in the pit. Mm-hmm. You got to give the hat back to security if you catch it. And then after that, I was watching her. She walked around the pit. It wasn't just us along the back. She told all these different groups of people in the pit this information, shared with them the hat rule. And then sure enough, during that first song, guess what? Britney threw her hat.
Mm-hmm.
A little anticlimactic. Not that it would have mattered anyway. I just thought it was so ridiculous that that was... We've been at concerts before where we've been issued warnings. Like one time years ago, we were at a Neil Diamond concert. And we were right on the aisle next where that he walked to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Walked up to get to the stage, and they came out and they said, look, there are bright lights on Neil when he comes down this aisle. Don't reach your hands out because, you know, he could get injured and the show will be off, blah, blah. This is the first time I've ever had any sort of warning about catching a hat.
Mm-hmm.
It amused me.
Didn't she also warn us about not touching, trying to reach out and touch the performers?
Yeah, I think we might have got that one too.
Yeah.
Although there's a big enough gap between the stage and the...
Yeah.
It would be hard to actually reach out and touch. Mm-hmm. And she didn't come anywhere near the edge of the stage.
No.
I mean, not on the ramp. She was close, though. I mean, I got some... I broke all my... because it wasn't a concert, it was a show. Mm-hmm. I broke all my concert rules.
With cell phones.
And I took a bunch of photos and videos. Yes. She was like... Shit, she was like 10 feet in front of us. I got some really good photos.
How often will you be viewing those photos?
I don't know. But there wasn't anybody behind us, so I knew that I wasn't bothering them by... holding up my phone. So that's what it comes down to for me. I don't want to somebody to have to watch this show through my phone.
Yep. We were in the very back row
of the pit. So, and then there was the ramp, and then there were the seated people. So they were looking up and over us. So.
Right. So I didn't feel like I was ruining it for anyone else by taking pictures.
Definitely not. Otherwise I would not have done it.
Right.
So anyway, the only other thing, I guess, again...
And everyone else had their cell phones out.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those shows that the audience... They tell you not to, but everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's kind of like, yeah, right. Like, you guys really care. They don't really care.
Mm-hmm. It's not like they threaten to destroy our phones if we...
No. None of that nonsense.
Yeah.
So the only other thing, I guess, other than the show was wonderful. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. The dancing was great. It was fun.
She put on a really good performance.
High energy.
Yes.
She works her butt off.
She really does.
So it's not like, you know, for a while,
you know,
she was doing the lazy dancing thing earlier in her career. None of that. She puts in a lot of work. And you can tell, I mean, she's definitely in good shape and good for her because she's making a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I know the show is up at the end of this year, but I would not be surprised if it gets extended. I think they're still selling a lot of tickets. The only other thing I was going to mention is now the venue leaving the show, everybody gets funneled through the lobby and it gets a little bit slow and a little bit tight and a little bit claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about that. It reminded me of leaving MGM Arena, which we've done a couple times, and everybody kind of gets funneled out that
one entrance exit.
So that's unfortunate, but I get it. They want to sell t-shirts and all that kind of crap. So that's just the way it is. And it's an older, you know, they built the new Aladdin around that theater that was there. That was that weird thing. That's why it cost more because they didn't knock this theater down. Whole weird deal. But sometimes these older theaters too, even though it doesn't feel like an old theater because they've renovated the whole thing, but it feel, you know, they're built in such a way that everybody goes out the same door and it's a little cramped, but that was the only
downside. I would say, I did want to mention she does encourage people to stand up and dance. So even if you have a seat, you might not be seated the whole time.
No, you'll probably be standing up for a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's a really fun show.
Yeah.
I have no regrets about going and would highly recommend it to anybody who thinks they might enjoy it. If the issue is
a problem for you, then...
It's not for you.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
It just struck me as such a good fit for Vegas because it's such a spectacle and it's fun and it's entertaining.
Yep. The head of some Steely Dan fan is going to explode over the fact that we ripped on Steely Dan and praised Britney Spears. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Like what you like.
Uh-huh. Very different things, though. It's different. I wouldn't even... It's not... Well, because one is enjoyable and one's not. But it's not... We've talked about it before. We go to a lot of live music shows, and it's like I expect very different things out of a Britney Spears show than I do out of a...
Springsteen show.
A Springsteen show, or when we went to Prince concerts. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big it's a big spectacle. It's a big show. It's and lots of fun. So there you go. That's Britney. Okay, a couple other new things that we checked out. We went to Lucky Dragon. We wanted to take a look at the newest hotel and casino, kind of close. Well, it is close to the Strip. It's not right on the Strip, but you know, there hasn't been anything new that's open in a while. Let's go check it out. It's on Sahara. It's about a block or so away from the Strip, not far from SLS. We took Lyft, as we did everywhere on this trip, and it's clear that it's a new place because the Lyft driver, he knew where it was. I mean, he had it in his GPS and stuff, but didn't know exactly where to drop us off. So we ended up getting dropped off between Allure, which is a residential tower that's connected to Lucky Dragon and Lucky Dragon. And we, so we got out and we were like, where the hell do we go in? We ended up going into Allure and wandering around. And then we, no, this isn't right.
Yeah.
And we went outside and then there was like a security guard or something who said, what are you doing? Like, where the hell do we go in? So he pointed us, we had to walk around onto the Las Vegas Boulevard side and go in the main entrance. So not a big deal.
Or it was the just Sahara Boulevard.
Or Sahara, I'm sorry.
Avenue.
But again, that's one of the things when, you know, there's a new place, there's a little confusion at first. All the reviews of this casino have already mentioned it's super small.
But I was still surprised at how small it was.
Yeah, even with that expectation, it's like, oh, this is, yes, this I knew it was tiny. Small. This is very tiny. It's structured, there's a center bar, a round bar in the middle of the casino, and then around that are all the tables, and then on the edges are the machines, and it's very table-centric as opposed to most casinos, which are more heavily
machine-based.
We went, it wasn't that busy, but like I said, nothing was while we were there. We just went in, had a drink, walked around briefly. That was about it.
The drinks were good.
Service at the bar was great.
Yeah. Were we, was it one of the Lyft drivers who said that everyone was still super happy to be working there? You could tell it was a new casino.
I think it was a, no, I think it was a call that we had a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe last week. Somebody said that everybody was friendly, and it kind of reminded me of like when Cosmo opened, everybody was super happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And that's very,
was it Al even?
I don't know. I don't listen to anything Al says.
Oh, okay.
It was very true. Everybody was super friendly, great service, asked us, you know, are you guys doing okay? Really good. So that's a nice thing. You know, it's a nice enough place. I can't say there's, unless you're going to a restaurant or staying there, those are the two, I guess, reasons to go there. Other than that, like, even for us, we just went in to have a look. I don't feel like it was, like, I got anything out of it.
It was okay. I mean, I'm glad we went just to see it, but I'm...
But if I hadn't, I wouldn't have missed anything.
Right.
There's nothing, there's that big dragon thing that hangs over, a chandelier thing that hangs over the bar, but that's not anything that impressive. There's... It's not a bad place by any means. I'm not saying it's... I'm just saying there's no reason to go there unless you're going to eat or if you're staying there. I don't see any reason to... There's nothing that sets it apart from any other casino. So, it's fine. If you,
I think the fact that it's a little out of the way, too,
maybe
makes it a little harder to...
It's not that out of the way, though. I mean,
yeah. I mean, if you're at SLS, you could pop over.
Yeah. I just don't, there's nothing that's that warrants a special trip other than, oh, I want to see the new place. Then you go and it's like, oh, yeah, there's nothing really all that dazzling about it.
The drink I had was very good, though. It's where I reunited with Scotch.
Oh, yeah, you did. It's good. So, yeah, this was the first trip since the incident, at VIMF. Not to go off the rails a little bit, but let's go off the rails a little bit.
Well, we went off the rails, one of us did, in October, so why not?
I know. So,
we were staying in the same room that we stayed in at VIMF, and I walked in and I just immediately got flashbacks.
Yep. It was very familiar, wasn't it?
It's like, oh, I remember spending some time in that bathroom. I remember passing out on that side of the bed. Yeah. Yeah.
You learned some important life lessons from the incident, and I think that you're a better person for it.
Oh, okay.
You don't think you are? You don't think you've...
Yeah, I learned some things.
I know. You had a whole strategy this time. Well, you always do, but you had a different strategy for...
I actually stuck to my strategy this time.
Okay. Drink heavily during the day and not as much at night if you're going to... But even during the day, it's not like...
I didn't... Yeah, I... There was only one day where I really felt like I drank a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. Good that you found a strategy that works for you.
Yeah.
Mine is just keep drinking. I felt good. It was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Any other flashbacks during this trip? You got a chance to thank the security guard from the D.
I did.
That was nice. I did. Okay. Should we move along and do one more? Do you want to hold this for next week?
Let's do one more.
All right. We have not used this theme music in a long-ass time, but I thought it was appropriate for this next review. Right.
You know what you could have used that would have been thematic to this week's show is Do It Again.
Do It Again by?
By the band that we discussed earlier.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't play the clip. Don't play. No, you've already played that.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
That might be a recurring from now till April. So we went to In-N-Out Burger, which... Burger chain, you know, not something we would normally review, but it's a regional burger chain. It's much acclaimed, a West Coast darling, I would say. Mm-hmm. They opened a new outlet at the Link.
Yep.
As you know,
which
if you listen to the show.
It was convenient for us to stop by.
Yeah. And actually, this was a time where we had had quite a bit of alcohol, and that's, to me, that's the time you want to go to In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, let's check it out. Now, previously, we went to the In-N-Out on Tropicana off strip.
Yep.
We took a cab over there.
Was that when we were renting a car?
Did we rent a car?
I think that was when we were renting a car.
Okay. That
tells
you how long ago it was and how much I remember
of it. Yeah, it was at least 10 years ago, I think.
Damn, was it really that long
ago? Oh, no, wait, was it? No, maybe 7. I think the last time we rented a car was 2010, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a long time ago. And I had had it once since, like, somebody had brought it to a thing I was at. But anyway, as far as going to an actual thing, this is the first time in quite a while. Want to try it again. The first time we went, we were kind of like, really? This wasn't really worth the extra trip.
Yeah.
But that's very controversial because people who love In-N-Out fucking love In-N-Out.
Yeah, they do.
They are nuts for it. So we went around 4:30 in the afternoon, which would be a time that I was like, if there's a long line, I don't know if I'm up for this. There was no line at all, which maybe it's because it's new and people don't know about it yet. There was, but we walked in and right up to the register, which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, so this is a fast food place, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not so fast.
They take the fast out of fast food.
Because they make everything individually.
They make everything fresh, and that's kind of their big, but that's
Here's the thing.
Bullshit.
Culver's makes everything fresh. I do not have to wait that long for Culver's.
No, like I said, no line at all. We waited, I think it was 7 to 8 minutes.
Culver's is my In-N-Out.
Seriously, what kind of fucking problems do we not have if I'm like complaining about having to wait 8 minutes for my food? But at a fast food place, it should be like 2.
Yeah.
It should be super fast. But again, I know they don't start making the food until you order it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's their shtick. I would compare it to Shake Shack in terms of the whole process and the quality.
Yeah.
So we ordered from the secret menu, which again is just a load of fucking hog shit because everybody knows about it. But people love the idea of ordering from a secret menu. That's fine. I get it. We each ordered a double animal style, which is a double cheeseburger with a bunch of shit on it. Good shit.
Very
delicious.
Good.
And animal style fries, which again, fries, loaded fries, a bunch of onions and
cheese.
Thousand Island sauce or whatever the fuck they pour on it. and the food was great. You know,
it was good. Very good.
It's a good.
I have no complaints.
No, it was good.
And the last time we went there, I was underwhelmed by it. This time, it hit the spot.
It hit the spot. And again, I think that our level of intoxication contributed to that.
Mm-hmm. But last time, we were super hungry.
And we had to wait forever. So hungry that
anything would taste outstanding, but even that was just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, but this time, maybe the alcohol contributed. I don't know. But it was exactly what we needed at the time.
I have 3 theories on the reasons for this particular chain being very popular.
Yep.
One is with the people who have access to this all the time, it's only a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about that people dig. Like, this is our thing. So we can, we get to In-N-Out all the time. It's wonderful. Kind of like some people are kind of like that with White Castle, but here I think when you're around people who don't have access to you, oh, it's the greatest thing. It's one of those things you talk up, but really? And then the second thing is people also love the thing they don't have access to all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh my God, I got to try this when I was on vacation. It was the greatest thing ever. Yeah. You know, if you like it, that's great.
I'm like that with Dupars.
Well, there you go. But that's a good example. Oh. That's a small West Coast chain. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I, you know, if it was a nationwide chain,
I don't know if I'd be that. It'd be a different shtick. Those pancakes.
Comparable to Yingling beer. You know, mm-hmm. we were thrilled when somebody was coming from the East Coast and brought us some Yingling.
Yep.
If we had access to that all the time, you know damn well we'd never drink it. It's like with Krispy Kremes mm-hmm. before that went nationwide.
Yeah.
We had to have one whenever we were in Vegas.
And yeah, we did.
Now it's like it was here briefly and was like, okay, I'm done with that forever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then the whole secret menu thing, I think people get for some reason, just ordering something animal style. I would compare this in many ways to Egg Slut. Mm-hmm. The reason for Egg Slut's popularity, as I said when I reviewed that, is the name.
Yeah.
Largely, like, it just, that thing, that it's work, it's marketing, it works. So the whole animal style thing, I think,
yeah.
That, and then also comparable to Egg Slut, I would say, which is a weird comparison, different types of restaurants. But again, stand in line a lot of times, order, wait, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If, as I said with Egg Slut, if there was a McDonald's next door and there was no line there and there were 10 people in line at In-N-Out, I'm going to McDonald's. Because we had to wait 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Again, I know that's bullshit, and I know that. But if I want fast food, I want fast food.
Mm-hmm. I would say the food is...
It's better than McDonald's.
Steps above McDonald's.
Oh, definitely. It's like I said, it's like Shake Shack.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, let's get McDonald's. If it was next to a Wendy's, again, Wendy's is a step up from McDonald's. Not as good as In-N-Out, probably, but not that far off. I would probably go. I would go to whatever's quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know people love In-N-Out, and the fact that it's convenient is great for everybody who wants it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it didn't really change my mind about it. It was good, but...
I liked that they had it at the link because it was convenient for us to try.
Uh-huh.
And if we were in a similar place where we needed food and we were close to that location and there wasn't a line, then yes. But it would have to meet certain criteria.
It would have to meet a lot of criteria. No line.
Yeah.
No line. And wanting that.
But
shut up.
Definitely enjoyed my burger.
I did too. It was delicious. I'm not disparaging the food at all. I'm just saying, not worth an extra.
It's that time is currency thing that you
exactly.
like to talk about.
Yep. Not gonna stand in line for. And I know once this place gets busy, there will likely be a 15-minute line a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And doing standing line 15 minutes and then waiting another. If they're busy, it's gonna be more than 7 minutes to get your food.
Yeah.
And the kitchen is well staffed. There are like 30 people back there. So, they're making it as quick as they can given their mm-hmm. process. I just think their process sucks. I don't think that waiting to slap the meat on the grill, waiting to slap the meat on the grill until somebody orders it, mm-hmm. I don't think matters. I don't know. So, there you go. They need to hire me as a consultant. I'll speed that shit up.
All right.
Yep. Okay. So, there you go. If you're happy about In-N-Out being in Las Vegas, then you're going to be very happy that they have a more convenient location. That's all I'm saying. It was good,
mm-hmm.
but not worth an additional wait.
But you're not gonna, and you're not gonna dream about it.
No, it's not that great. It's decent. It's a good burger. But mm-hmm. like I said, Shake Shack is comparable and similar experience too.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, so now we're gonna get shit about hating Steely Dan, not being super duper duper super duper. Extra excited about fucking In-N-Out Burger and giving a positive review to Britney Spears. Those are the things that are going to irritate people this week.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Don't care.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
Guess what the name of this week's show is. Okay. So we've got a bunch of karma donations this week. We had a bunch of people who stepped up with new monthly recurring donations, and I appreciate that.
That's very nice.
Thank you for that. And so we mentioned a couple weeks ago the whole thing with the Amazon link, and since we were out of town, I didn't really get anywhere on that. But hopefully by the next show, we'll have something figured out for something new. looking at Patreon, like I said, and we'll see. I just want to make sure it's worth it for everybody. So we'll see where it ends up. But PayPal donations this week. Recurring, we are very popular with Mike's and Brian's, as I mentioned in the past. Recurring monthly donations in the last 2 weeks from 4 Mike's, 3 Brian's.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird?
That's funny.
Yes, 4 Mike's. Thank you to all the Mike's and Brian's.
Yes.
Bill, Robert, Dr. Vonx, and Chris. Thank you all very, very much. We do appreciate your support. We had a sorry about Amazon and Viator donation from Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Another Mike. We had Michael said, I found your podcast after my first trip to Vegas, and this March I'm going on my 7th. Big fan of the book as well. I give a copy to any of my friends that take a trip to Las Vegas. Everyone has loved it.
Cool. Oh, thank you.
That means a lot to me. Thank you so much. I have started working on a revision of the book, by the way, sometime in 2017. Hopefully the first half we'll have a new updated edition that has some more current information. A couple new things I've been thinking about that I want to discuss at length. And so I need to step up the work on that. But it has begun, kind of. It has begun. Just slowly but surely. All right, Richard with second annual stay-at-home dad getaway solo trip. Let's see, there's a lot there. Stay-at-home dad getaway solo trip. Okay, I got it.
Yep.
I had to process that. I'm like, how are you getting away if you're staying at home? That's not what he means.
He's getting away.
Yep. A couple days in Vegas makes me a better father and husband the rest of the year. I like that. That's what you use to convince your wife, isn't it? And he thanked his wife.
Aw.
What a thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
Nice job, Richard.
Thank you.
All right. Lauren and Andrew said last time they did a karma donation, they addressed it to Michelle and Tim rather than Tim and Michelle. I'm okay with that. And they hit it big. So here it goes again. Karma donation to Michelle and Tim from Lauren and Andrew and Ruby in Anthem, Arizona for a trip this weekend. Listening to the show makes this long and boring drive from Phoenix enjoyable. As always, thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for that. All right. Marianne, upcoming Super Bowl. She said Super Bowl. Big game trip. She corrected herself because, you know, NFL. Mm-hmm. How are they going to get it? Well, forget it. I'm not getting into the whole Raiders thing.
No.
Okay. Love the show and the Vegas fix between trips. Great.
Hey,
thank you, Marianne. We appreciate it. Adam said, my last good karma donation didn't provide any good karma whatsoever with the table gods. Sorry, we don't have that much influence. But in the spirit of the law of averages and the fact that you have a great show, I will gladly donate again in hopes of better karma this go around on Super Bowl weekend. All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck. And then finally, Daylen with a karma donation for his super, he said, for my Super Bowl, big game trip. See, people are very concerned about the NFL's influence here. And said, thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daylen. Thank you to all of you, everyone.
We
appreciate it. That's very kind of you, and we appreciate all the support. You guys are amazing and wonderful and awesome.
And I hope you have better luck on your bets than we did with the NFL when we were there.
Did we? Oh, yeah. We didn't do so well on football bets.
No.
We did well in other things, but not football.
No.
All right. So we are going to be talking more about our trip next week, probably the next couple weeks. We've got a lot of reviews and stuff to chat about, and so you will be hearing from us next week, barring any unforeseen things. Mm-hmm. Anything else before we go?
Can I talk about the pancakes really quick? The new thing I discovered about the pancakes.
Oh, you discovered something new related to the pancakes?
I'd heard that they were good cold, and I think I tried them once cold.
Okay.
But this time it was life-changing because I would...
Life-changing? You throw that around a lot.
I think I do.
Okay.
But those pancakes are damn delicious.
So you had leftovers at
Dupar's. Yeah. So we would go to Dupar's for an evening meal just before we went to bed.
Yep.
And
which is really healthy. Doctors recommend eating a big meal right before bed.
Right.
Especially pancakes.
Especially pancakes. But I could never finish the entire stack. Mm-hmm. So I would get the stack to go with a little side of jam. Then the next morning, I would wake up to cold pancakes that I could dip in jam, and it was wonderful.
And as a result of this...
We had a fridge in our room. That was key.
Yes.
It's very important to have a fridge in your room if you're going to do this.
As a result of this, I have altered my... Well, it's not even plans, because I've given them away to anyone who chooses to run with it. The cold pizza franchise that I discussed, I don't know, a couple years ago, where a restaurant would be open and deliver cold pizza in the morning or any time of day... Now I've decided it needs to be expanded to other cold foods that they are prepared and then put in the fridge and chilled and then delivered to you. And there we go. Pancakes, good example.
Yep.
Delicious. Any sort of Italian pasta-y, where the sauce and cheese all congeals in the fridge.
Yeah, congealing is key.
Yeah. Any of those could be on the menu.
Because part of what makes the pancakes good is they're just loaded with butter, and then overnight the butter...
And if you put syrup on too, that would probably be just tasty congealed as well.
Yeah, it would.
So if anybody's
experiment with this,
I know. If anybody's going to run with the cold pizza franchise, you now need a new name because it's going to. You want to get beyond just pizza.
Pizza, pasta, and pancakes.
Cold peas.
Cold peas.
All right, we'll work on the name.
Yeah,
that's a horrible name.
That is.
All right, 500bymidnight.com is the website. If you want to,
shouldn't that be warm peas?
I know, that's why it doesn't work. If you want to email us Dear Tim and Michelle questions, we would welcome that at 500@gmail.com. And of course, you can find us both on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. Our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night. We would love to hear from you at 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling, putting up with our annoying barking fucker of a dog, Max. And
he's in rare form today.
Listening to all of our ridiculousness. And
well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
All right, that's it. We're going to go. Have a lovely week. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.